For the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
Watch things taking shape in the Middle East. The whole world is asking itself, what is going to happen next? We can see the Israeli people defending themselves as the Muslim nations turn against it. There is a supernatural hatred against that little nation. Many nations of this world are denying Israel the right to exist. They want it to be exterminated. The Lord God told Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse them that curse you. And the Lord God, throughout the Old Testament and in the New Testament, over and over repeated that he will protect those people. They will exist all the way to the end. When everything will be over, we can be sure of ourselves that the Israeli flag will fly over Jerusalem. Regardless of the terror and the war that is going on in that part of the world, I can assure you that Israel will stand. Though every nation on earth will be destroyed, Israel will stand in the end. This is what the Word of God teaches, and we need to pay attention to that. The Israeli people are God's timetable for what is happening upon this planet. And as the peoples of this world will turn against Israel, will bring sanctions against Israel, or bring war against it, God will fight these nations. Regardless how some preachers teach that Israel is not important to the end times, the fact of the matter still stands written in Scripture that God will deal with that little nation in the end times. The Bible teaches when the times of the Gentiles will be fulfilled, He will then turn again His attention to that nation. And since 1948, the nation of Israel has been a cup of trembling to the rest of the world. The question is, what will happen next as we see war escalating in that part of the world? Does the Bible teach us on what we can expect? Today I will teach you out of Ezekiel 38 on what we can expect to see in the near future. But before we get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in Jesus' name. I pray that you will open the hearts of the listeners. You will bless us with understanding as we see these things taking place. Open our hearts to your truth and to your call so that we can get right with you, O God. I thank you, O Heavenly Father, for the Word of God. I ask you to bless us today in Jesus' name. Amen. When we watch the world news on TV, it is very evident that most of the world is against Israel because of the one-sided reporting of the newscasters. I watched a very interesting video. A guy by the name of Joe the Plumber from America, an ordinary guy, has been given a job as a news reporter, and he was sent over to Israel. We have to remember this guy has no training on how to be politically correct. And he asked those news reporters over there straight to the point, why don't you report things as you see them? You are giving the world your assumptions, not the facts. That was a breath of fresh air over the airwaves, and I firmly believe that people are going to start seeing the truth, and the tide will turn a little bit in the favor of Israel amongst the common people. But the God-haters of this world will become more blatant in their hatred towards Israel. So the question is, what can we expect to happen next on the world scene? In Ezekiel chapter 38, there is an interesting description on what is going to happen. And we can see things coming together very rapidly. Ezekiel chapter 38 verse 14, it tells us, therefore, son of man, prophesy and say unto Gog, thus saith the Lord God, in the day when my people of Israel dwelt safely, shalt not thou know it, and thou shalt come from thy place out of the north parts, thou and many people with thee, all of them riding upon horses, a great company and a mighty army, and thou shalt come against my people of Israel as a cloud to cover the land. And it shall be in the latter days, and I will bring thee against my land, that the heathen may know me, when I shall be sanctified in thee, O Gog, before their eyes. So the Lord Jesus, the Lord God, is telling us in Ezekiel that the people of the north, which is Russia, will come down against the little nation of Israel, and many people with him. We can see through studying scripture that Russia is going to be the leader. And we already can see Russia aligning themselves with Iran and with the Muslim nations around the Middle East. So it's only a matter of time before they will come down to this land because of the great wealth that is there. The Muslim nations want to exterminate Israel, and the Russians want oil. So we can very clearly see the connection. The Russians want oil. The Muslims want to get rid of Israel. They will come together as one unit and will try to destroy that little nation. In Ezekiel 38, verse 21, there is an interesting account of what will happen. It tells us, "And I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith the Lord God. Every man's sword shall be against his brother, and I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood. And I will rain upon him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with him, an overflowing rain and great hailstones, fire and brimstone. Thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord." The Lord God himself will destroy those nations that come against that little nation of Israel. In verse 18 of Ezekiel chapter 38, it tells us, "And it shall come to pass at that same time, when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, saith the Lord God, that my fury shall come up in my face." The Lord God will be furious, and he will strike them. He will destroy them. The Bible teaches there's going to be 100-pound hailstones coming from the sky, destroying those hordes that come against Israel. The Bible teaches us very clearly that they will start to fight one against another. And that's a common practice in the Old Testament. When Israel's enemies came against them, they started a lot of times to fight amongst themselves. And this is exactly what will happen here. How many of them will be destroyed? It tells us in verse 2 of Ezekiel chapter 39, "And I will turn you back and leave but a sixth part of thee, and will cause thee to come up from the north parts, and will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel, and I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand, and I will cause thine arrows to fall out of thy right hand. Thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, thou and all the bands, and the people that is with thee, and I will give thee unto the ravenous birds of every sort, and to the beasts of the field to be devoured. And they shall fall upon the open field, for I have spoken it, saith the Lord God." This is what's going to happen. This is what we can expect in the very near future. Many people will ask the question, what will the United States do, the greatest power on this earth? Well, we have seen the greatest power of this earth being brought to its knees by an economic crash. And when we study the ideas and the attitude of the new president that the Americans have just elected, we can clearly see that he does not care very much what happens to Israel. The Bible in verse 38 of Ezekiel clearly tells us that the rest of the world will stand idly by and ask, "Why are you doing this?" without lifting a hand. Yes, that's what's going to happen. Israel will be left by itself. God will have to intervene. Though all the world will stand idly by and watch them being destroyed, God in heaven is keeping a sharp eye on those people and that nation, and he will come to their rescue. The Bible teaches us that God will become a man of war like he was in the Old Testament. We will start to see these things beginning to come to pass. So what will happen next? Once the Muslim hordes are defeated, once the Russians are destroyed, what will happen after that? The Bible teaches us, then the world will say, peace and safety, and then sudden destruction will come upon them as travail on a woman with child, and they shall not escape. This is what I see happening in the Word of God. The Russians being destroyed, the Muslims being humiliated, and the world crying out, peace and safety, peace at last. And then the Antichrist will step on the scene and take control. Israel will sign a peace contract with him, and then the world will be plunged into darkness for 7 years. What will happen then to the church? Will this church stay here as God pours out his wrath upon this planet? Yes, the Bible teaches us that this world will see tribulation like it has never seen on this planet before. The horrors that are written in the book of Revelation are unbelievable. The Bible teaches us that 2/3 of the world's population will be wiped out. The oceans will turn to blood. The trees will all be burned off. The green grass will simply dry up and disappear. Incredible demonic forces will be unleashed on this planet. Will the Christian go through that horrifying time? On the next part of this program, I will teach you on what will happen to the church during that time. And the Lord will open your heart to this truth and make you a blessing to many. Amen.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing out? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in his grace days out? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you washed in the blood?
Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you washed in the blood?
The blood of the Lamb. Will your soul be ready for the mansions bright and be washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you washed in the
blood?
In the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Hide the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb.
are you? Are you washed in the blood?
In the blood,
in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless, solid, white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Many Christians are asking the question, will the church, the true born-again believer, truly and really escape the great tribulation? Many Christians are confused on this subject, and there's different theories on what will happen during that hour. But when we study Scripture, we can find all over the Old Testament where God delivered His before destruction came. The Bible teaches us, like in the days of Noah, we know that Noah was and his family were brought into the ark before the flood came. The Bible also teaches us, like in the days of Lot, we know that Lot and his family were taken out of Sodom and Gomorrah before the Lord destroyed that city. I want to read to you a scripture out of Genesis chapter 18, when God came to Abraham and told him that he will destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham spoke to God and started to plead for the righteous in that city. Here is what he said. Maybe, Lord, there will be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sake. So here the Lord God is clearly describing how He operates. He will not destroy the righteous with the unrighteous. The Lord God loves His children, and He will not bring destruction to them. Many people will ask the question, will God really destroy, bring destruction to this planet during the tribulation? The Bible very clearly teaches that He will bring, pour out His wrath upon this planet during that hour. And He will not leave His children here to suffer the wrath from Him. The wrath of God comes only on those who reject Him. The Bible teaches us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 3, for when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction come upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, you are not in darkness, that they should overtake you as a thief, but you are the children of light and the children of day. We are not of night nor of darkness. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. So here is what the Lord God is very clearly teaching us. The whole world will say peace and safety, and then sudden destruction. But we who are of the light will not see that destruction, for we were not appointed to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, we will not see that horrifying time. We will be rescued from it because we were not appointed to the wrath of God. This is what is promised to the child of God. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 10, it tells us, because you have kept the word of my patience, I will also keep you from the hour of temptation that shall come to try them that are on this earth. Yes, Jesus is going to be our protection. So where do you stand with this? Do you know Jesus as your Savior? We are definitely heading into some interesting times. The confusion will mount, and the Lord God is calling each and every one to come to repentance. Yes, the wrath of God was poured out on Jesus Christ on the cross. He absorbed all the punishment that God was going to direct to us. Yes, our Lord Jesus Christ took it upon himself and paid and suffered that horrifying death just for us. And if we reject that great salvation, we will definitely have to suffer the consequences of our choice. The tribulation is going to be a kindergarten picnic compared to the horrors of the eternal damnation of the lake of fire. Yes, according to Scripture, once a person is in the lake of fire, all hope will be gone. During the hour of the tribulation, people will still be able to repent and turn to Jesus. But once a person is in the lake of fire, it is over, it is finished. Throughout eternity, he will have to be separated from God. So turn to Jesus today. Get rid of your religion or of what you're doing. Receive Jesus by faith. Ask him to come into your life, and he will surely save you. The Lord is not willing that any should perish. The Lord will open your heart to this truth and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.